Hi, Dr. Warren, Tata, and Lisa. And I'm Alicia from Idaho, and I'm all in. I recently had a lobe of my lung removed for cancer. I've been a non-smoker, but they don't know why I got it. And I am coming back doing exercises, and I'm all in. Thank you. I listen to you every day.
Hey, are you ready to change your life? If the answer is yes, there's only one rule. You have to change your mind first. And my friend, there's a place where the neuroscience of how your mind works smashes together with faith and everything starts to make sense. That place is called self-brain surgery. You can learn it and it will help you become healthier, feel better, and be happier. And the good news is you can start today.
Thanks, Lisa. Hey, so glad to have you listening today. I'm Dr. Lee Warren, and I live in Nebraska in the United States of America with my incredible wife, Lisa, my father-in-law, Tata, and the super pups, Harvey and Lewis. I'm a neurosurgeon and an author, and I'm here to help you harness neuroscience, the power of your brain, faith, the power of your spirit, and good old common sense to help you lead a healthier, better, happier life. Listen, friend, you can't change your life until you change your mind, and I'm here to help you learn the art of self-brain surgery. To get it done, you can get the show notes and more at drleewarren.podbean.com. That's drleewarren.podbean.com, and if you like the show, please subscribe so you never miss an episode and tell your friends about it. If you tell two or three friends this podcast was helpful to you, imagine how much good we can all do around the world together. I'm Dr. Lee Warren, and I'm here to help you change your mind so you can change your life. Let's get after it.
Good morning, friend. Hope you're doing well. How was your weekend? We are going into the second week of All in August. It's the 8th. So 8 days we've been doing this. And it's time for a little check-in. So let me go back and just kind of check on you and see how you're doing. It's time to reassess. You know, there's a lot of people that, if you're like me, that you kind of stumble into something, you don't think about it ahead of time, and you're like, wait a minute, all in August, it's the 8th already, I didn't start. We'll start today. So if you haven't jumped in with us, send me a voicemail, speakpipe.com/Dr. Lee Warren. I had a little brain cramp there. Some early morning, right? Speakpipe.com/Dr. Lee Warren. You can leave a voicemail. Let us know that you're all in, just like Alisa just did. Alisa, we're praying for you. I'm grateful to have you on board, and sorry for what you're having to go through, but you're right on. All in with him is the way to go, and we are with you, and please keep us informed of how you're doing. Let's go back and look at our two power verses for this month, our two red light, green light verses. Remember, we did Psalm 37:3-4. Trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and befriend faithfulness. Delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. And then verse 5, commit your way to the Lord. Trust in him, and he will act. Listen, are you tired of just feeling like your life is banging your head against the wall, or knocking on a door that won't open, or like Sisyphus in the Inferno, just keep pushing that ball uphill, and every time you feel like you're finally getting there, it rolls back down, and you have to start all over? Is that how it feels? Sometimes I hear from a lot of you, and the prayer wall is full of it, where we're just saying, hey, how many times is it going to feel like this? How many times am I going to try this, and it's not working? How long till I get that abundance, that fresh breeze that we've talked about, that God has promised us? So how long, O Lord, as the prophet said, do I ask you and you do not answer? Do I call for you and you don't answer? Habakkuk said, how long? How long? Are you wondering that? Are you concerned and wondering why things don't seem to be making progress? Well, maybe it's time to go all in. If you're not with us, check out the book All In by Mark Batterson. Tremendous book. I'm telling you, if you haven't read it, or if you're not a person that thinks about reading spiritual things or whatever, if your last 25 books that you read have been romance novels or whatever, nothing wrong with that. But just give me 2 days, 3 days, depending on how fast you read, a week maybe, and just check it out. All In. Listen, I'm talking to you, okay? You're hearing me. Go look at your Kindle library. Go look at your Audible library. Go look at your shelf. And if the last 25 books you've read don't include something spiritual, just trust me. Trust your friend, the doctor. Trust your brother, your pop, whoever it is that's listening. No matter how you're connected to me, how you got onto this podcast, just trust me. Let me write you a prescription that if you're frustrated in your life, if things are scary, if things are hard, they don't seem to be working quite right, Just go all in. Just give us a couple of days and check this book out. It'll help you check these scriptures out. Get yourself some prehab so that the next time you hit that spot again, it'll help. Okay. Yesterday we talked about personality types and these tests like the Enneagram and Myers-Briggs and StrengthFinders and all that. And I don't think I made the point quite. You know, I don't script these episodes, so sometimes I get off on a tangent. I forget to say something that's important. But we talked a little bit about superheroes and how they all have strengths and they have vulnerabilities, right? Well, your personality type gives you an opportunity to understand your strengths so you know what you bring to the table. But it also gives you an insight into your vulnerabilities. Like, where are the places where my particular personality is going to make me prone to mistakes, troubles, perils, overthinking, overfeeling, and not making progress? So I want you to look at your personality type as two sides of that coin, strengths and vulnerabilities, and not to use it as a weapon to hide behind or an idol to protect yourself so that other people have to worship who you are and how you're made and this is how I feel and that's just how I am and all of that, but rather to understand the unique way in which God created you and your purpose on this planet is to honor him with the things he has given you, including your personality, okay? Now let's go to our other power verse, Proverbs 3. We're going to do 5 and 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will make straight your paths. He will make straight your paths. Okay? Jesus told us that there's an easy way and a hard way. That life can, that you come to a fork in the road, and there's an easy way. And the easy way is to just do what culture tells you and pursue your own goals and don't put too much stress on yourself. And it's, you know, you weren't made to have to work so hard and you don't deserve this and all those things. It's just easy to take that pill that the world's offering you and just roll through your life seeking your own. That's pretty easy. There's a hard way though. And the hard way is to continue to pursue a higher calling, to get up higher, to find the stuff he really wants for you, not the easy prepackaged Cheetos stuff that the world wants to give you, but the abundant, amazing meal at the table with the King that he has for you. And it's harder to find that path because sometimes it takes self-sacrifice. Sometimes it takes Romans 12:2, you know, do not be conformed anymore to this world. Don't be press fit and molded into a person that looks just like everybody else, but rather be transformed by the renewing of your mind, he says. Be transformed. You want some transformation this month? Do you want some new, fresh power? You want some juice in your gas tank that you never had before? Let's try some transformation. Let's try it. Don't be conformed to this world, Paul says, Romans 12:2, but rather be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect, right? Let me tell you about your brain for a second. Your brain, I'm going to talk to a bunch of school teachers tomorrow, bunch of school teachers and North Platte educators, and it's not a spiritual conversation. It's a public school, so I can't bring them Romans 12:2 and tell them to transform their lives by renewing their mind and letting God do that. I can't bring that to them. So if I thought, well, what am I going to tell these educators? I can't talk about spiritual stuff. What am I going to tell them? I'm going to tell you, the fact is, you can be significantly happier in your life and more effective in your life if you learn how to get your brain under control. If you learn how to do self-brain surgery, you can be significantly happier. You're wondering when it's time to start? I remember Paul, 2 Corinthians 6, verse 2, in a favorable time I listened to you, and in a day of salvation I have helped you. Behold, now is the favorable time. Now is the day of salvation. Listen, there's no better time, friend, to go all in. If you messed up and you didn't start on August 1st with us, it's August 8th. Get after it. If you did start on August 1st, but it's been fits and starts, and August 1st was good, and the 2nd was bad, and the 3rd was sort of okay, and the 4th was bad, and the 5th was kind of meh, maybe, and the 6th was I'm not sure, and the 7th was I've already messed up a week. Well, guess what? It's a fresh slate. Now is the day. Reach up. Tag in and say, I'm all in, I'm ready to go. So I'm going to talk to these educators, and here's what I'm going to tell them, okay? Your brain contains somewhere between 200 and 600 billion, with a B, like Bravo, 200 and 600 billion cells in that 3-pound box of flesh between your ears. 200 to 600 billion cells, and those cells are connected by a network of trillions of synapses. These are little chemical bridges that connect cells, and what they do is they create little computer programs, okay? And those little computer programs execute the functions of your life. And you have it. You know it. You smell a certain thing, you immediately think a certain thing, feel a certain thing, remember a certain thing, and start to react in a certain way without even being aware of it, right? You smell smoke, your brain feels fire. It creates the panic and the fear that you feel without having to think about it, and you know there's danger somewhere, right? The problem is that the human brain has a limited palette of chemical signal hormones that it can use to transmit impulses to you that make you aware of certain things like danger, anxiety, fear, happiness, all those things. There's a limited palette. So the problem is that the sensation of fear that you have when there's smoke or when there's a bear in the house or when, you know, something really scary and really dangerous is there, that chemical signal that tells you to be afraid and run is the same chemical signal you get when the phone dings in the middle of the night and you say, "What was that?" And your spouse says, "Oh, it was nothing." And your brain tells you that maybe they got a text from somebody else and you're afraid. Okay, that fear is the same chemical signal in your brain that when there's really an axe murderer in the house, right? So the difference in learning how to have a happy life is to learn not to trust, not to instantly react to those chemical signals that we call feelings, because feelings are not facts. And every thought that pops into your head isn't necessarily true. So if we can learn to do that little procedure that I call the thought biopsy and take a look at what we're thinking and then learn how to tell our brain to think something different when it's appropriate, we will be on the path to having the most abundant and amazing life, because we are in charge of our brains, but the default state is that our brains are in charge of us. Okay, that's why I told you the story about Dear Abby. Dear Abby. Dear Abby, my feet are too long. My hair's falling out. My rights are all wrong. Every side I get up on is the wrong side of bed. If it weren't so expensive, I'd wish I were dead. Signed, unhappy, right? So I told you that story to tell you this. Dear Abby's full of it. It's not true. You are what you are and you ain't what you ain't. That's not true. You can change it. So we're here on August the 8th, and it's time. If you haven't been with us yet, it's time to go all in. So do a checkup today. I want to ask you, spiritually, are you all in? Are you going to finally trust him to keep his promises? Are you going to finally trust him to be who he says he is, to keep the promises that he says he will keep, to do the things that he guarantees you that he wants to do on your behalf? Are you going to trust him? Are you going to let him do those things that he's been begging you to let him do? Are you going to? Are you not going to? Today's the day. Are you going to check that out? So, think about that. So spiritually, are you all in? How about relationally with your spouse? Are you going to say, you know what? I'm tired of the TV being on every night and us falling asleep after we watched 12 episodes of Murder, She Wrote, or Walker, Texas Ranger, or whatever, Blacklist. I'm tired of that. I want to talk to this person I hitched my wagon to for life. I want to get to know him / her again. I want to know who this person is. I want to hear their voice. I want to go all in with this relationship. I want to really pursue it and remember why we're together in the first place. How about that? How about financially? Hey, I'm so tired of constantly being worried about money. I need to take a look at where all my money's going. I need to start thinking about paying myself first and you know, tithing and paying myself first so that I have something at the end of the month I can invest and have my money start growing a little bit over time. And then my money is starting to make some money for me. And I start understanding that buying assets that appreciate and pay me something over time is a wiser choice than buying liabilities that just cost and take money from me over time. And maybe if I start thinking that, maybe if I start reading a little bit more and understanding a little bit more about how money works, maybe a couple of years from now I'll be in a better position. Maybe I need to go all in with that idea financially. Have you thought about that? Am I all in with my health? Have I decided I'm really, really tired of being tired all the time? I'm tired of my knee hurting from just walking across the room. I'm tired of, Lisa hurt her back this weekend really bad and she was in bed for 2 days. And she popped a facet joint, I think. But she said, you know, all I did was bend over to pick something up and I stood up and pop. And that's what my back is supposed to do. Is it my back is supposed to literally just let me bend over and stand back up. And it hurt. So pray for Lisa. She really is hurt. like we may have to go get some physical therapy or an MRI or something if she's not better today, but I'm praying she'll be better. But are we all in with our health? Are we saying, hey, I'm tired of my body pushing me around. I'm tired of giving into my cravings. I'm tired of overeating. I'm tired of numbing myself with Cheetos or alcohol or whatever. I'm ready for my body to be a temple again. The Holy Spirit lives inside me. I need to give him a better place to live. I'm ready to start being more active. There's resources for you, friend. Are you all in with your health? Are you all in with your brain? Are you going to learn how to make your brain better and change your brain so you can change your life, as Daniel Amen says? Get Daniel's book, Your Brain is Always Listening, and understand how you eat affects your brain, what you drink affects your brain, how you think affects your brain. Your brain can make new cells. It can repair itself. It can restore itself. And Daniel Amen, this is a great, exciting announcement. Daniel Amen is coming back to the podcast. We're going to talk on September 2nd, so that episode will be up sometime in early September. And then the week after that, we're going to have Annie Grace, who wrote a book called This Naked Mind, and it's about alcohol. And it's about understanding how the societal pressures that alcohol is really the only drug that people give you a hard time for not using, right? If you tell people, yeah, I don't think I'm going to do heroin today, they're all like, that's great. You know, we're glad. We've been praying for you. They'd stop using heroin. But when you're in a social setting, at a business dinner, and you're the one that says, no, I don't want a glass of wine, everybody's like, what's wrong with you? And why aren't you drinking a glass of wine? There's peer pressure to use this drug. And she's going to help you understand what the drug actually does to your brain and to your body and to your mind and to your psychic state and to your relationships and to your motivation and all of that. We're just going to have a conversation with this incredible person. Lisa read this book a long time ago to help some other people that are struggling with the way they relate to alcohol. And she's going to be on the show. So she's going to help us to understand how to go all in with a different way of thinking about alcohol. And Daniel Amen is going to help us understand how our brain is always listening and how to be happier and how to improve our memory and treat the brain like any other organ and try to make it healthier. So my question for you today, here in the first day of the second week of All in August, the first day of 21 Days of Prayer at our old church, Church of the Highlands in Alabama, they do the 21 Days of Prayer at the start of the school year every year to get ready just to kind of reset and recollect your mind and be ready to go. And today's the day. It's August 8th. So my question for you today, friend, is are you going to take the easy road or the hard road? Are you going to go all in or are you not going to go all in? And if you are all in with us, send me a voicemail. Let me know. And if you tried and kind of fumbled and starting over, let me hear from you. Speakpipe.com/Dr. Lee Warren. And if you're just now getting started on the 8th, that's great. Go back and listen to the first 7 episodes and catch up with us and get after it. Let's go. There's a song from Josh Baldwin, a great Christian artist, called The Narrow Road. It just came out. It's a great song. I'm going to play that for you now, and then we're going to end up. And then I'm going to play at the very end, if you want to stick around for a little bit more music, just to help you get through this day. I'm going to play Tommy Walker's song Forward again. It's kind of our theme song for the month. But it's time. Look, if you ever looked at a U.S. soldier's uniform, on the sleeve there's a U.S. flag. And when you first look at it, it'll look funny to you because it seems to be facing backwards. It's not the stars and stripes are in the order that you don't normally see. The stripes are pointing backwards, right? You normally see the stars on the left and the stripes to the right. Well, on the soldier's uniform, it's the other way. And it's not a mistake. The reason it's that way is that patch is supposed to represent what it would look like if a soldier was holding the flag and running forward into battle. The flag would trail behind them, right? The flag flying backwards is because the soldier is running forward. And my friend, I want your flag pointing backwards because it's time to go forward. It's time to stop looking back, beating ourselves up, living in shame, living in regret, living in fear, living in anxiety, being depressed about the choices we've made in the past or the way that our life has played out, because you have a life yet to live and a story yet to tell. And it's time to trust him that he'll keep his promises. It's time to get that beautiful brain of yours under control. God made you unique with a personality that nobody else has and a perspective on life that nobody else has. And you can share his glory and his image in a way that only you can do. But in order to do that, you got to change your mind. That's how you change your life. And the only way to do that is to go all in. And the good news with that is you can start today.
Been walking for a while. Feet are getting tired, my heart's a little heavy, but you keep me going.
been walking for a while, mile after mile. My soul's a little weary, but you keep me going. You keep me going. You said it'd be a narrow road. You said it'd be a narrow road. So why am I surprised when it seems I'm on my own? You said it'd be a narrow road. This world would never be my home. The journey might be lonely, but I'd never be alone. Oh, I'd never be alone. Been walking for a while, wandering in the wild. You're holding me steady. Yeah, you keep me going. Been walking for a while, following the fire. Your spirit is within me, and it keeps me going.
Hey, thanks for listening. The Dr. Lee Warren podcast is listener supported. Check out patron.podbean.com/Dr. Lee Warren. That's patron.podbean.com/Dr. Lee Warren. Patrons and partners get free books, transcripts, special patron only episodes, and more. And partners like you allow us to stay ad free and keep growing. Please subscribe to the show so you automatically get every episode. And if you like the show, you'll love my weekly letter. Check out my writing at drleewarren.substack.com. drleewarren.substack.com. Get the free newsletter every week for my best prescriptions for becoming healthier, feeling better, and being happier through the power of faith and neuroscience smashing together via self-brain surgery. drleewarren.substack.com. And if you need prayer, go to the prayer wall at wleewarrenmd.com/prayer. The theme music for the show is Make Us One by Tommy Walker, graciously provided for free by the great folks over at tommywalkerministries.org. Check it out and consider supporting them. tommywalkerministries.org. Remember, you can't change your life until you change your mind. And the good news is you can start today. I'm Dr. Lee Warren. I'll talk to you soon. God bless you, friend. Have a great day.
It's been a long, long road. path with many twists and turns, but I'm not looking back. I'm walking straight ahead, believing what you've said, Lord, that you're gonna be with me no matter what life brings out. Staying where it's safe, but there's so much I'm gonna miss if I don't leave this old familiar place. Oh, troubles, I know they'll come, but I believe, Lord, you'll make a way. As I take each step of faith, you're gonna lead me by your grace. Forward.